This was such a bizarre day. No one's ever going to believe what happened, but here goes. The three of us had just left our bukatsu, heading toward the subway station. We stopped in to get some ame at our favorite 7-Eleven, but as soon as we left the store, the winds blew up, whipping everything around. The closest building was the jinja, so we ran toward it, dodging papers and cardboard in plastic bags. A bicycle, knocked over by the wind, almost hit Junkun at the torii gate. That same hairy animal I saw the other day darted out of the bushes and ran through the torii with us. Suddenly, everything stopped. The wind vanished. The garden and jinja vanished too. Instead, we were in some sort of tunnel. Right in front of us, flying forward, was that same hairy animal. I screamed at Junkun to Benkun to see if they knew where we were and what was going on. Junkun yelled back, "Wakarimasen," but that looks like the tanuki we saw earlier. Benkun said, "I didn't think tanuki were real, and even if they were real, what is it doing here, and where are we going?" All that I could contribute was, "What's a tanuki?" At this point, the animal, it, returned and stared at us in surprise. He spoke. "How did you get here? Who are you?" Benkun whimpered. "We don't know. We were just trying to get out of the storm, and now we're in this wind tunnel or something. We headed for the jinja, and the next thing we knew, we were, here." Junkun interjected. "Speaking of here, where is here, and who, or what, are you?" The tanuki replied, "Watashi wa tomo desu. Kore wa watashi no toki no mon desu." "Toki no mon?" Junkun repeated. "Sore wa nan desu ka?" Tomo-san replied, "It's not a word commonly used in Nihongo, yet since few creatures know that these gates can be used for time travel. Demo, 100 年後, in 100 years, it will be a very common word. Boku wa 2125年 から来ました." Something must have gone wrong, though, because you are not supposed to be here. That kaze must have affected the gate, but there's nothing that I can do now. We're on our way. I was starting to freak out with all this talk about the past and the future and the mistakes. I had to ask, how can we be talking to a little furball? Animals aren't supposed to talk. Ben answered, "Japanese folktales mention tanuki and kitsune, foxes, as having supernatural powers. They're supposed to be shapeshifters, animals that can change their appearance at will. Normally, they're portrayed as being quite tricky, but these are just stories. It's not real, of course." "That may be," Tomo sniffed, "but could one of you go over there to that switch, please? We're coming in for a landing, and with your extra weight, we're descending much faster than we should be. I need help slowing us down. Hang on, we're almost there."